Hello, my name is Jason Denham, and in today's podcast, I have the great pleasure of sharing and celebrating a 15 years anniversary of my brand Denham. So Denham brand is 15 years in the making, and what I would like to share with you today is a little bit of the background and how we got on this journey. And maybe before we even dive too deep, I'm going to tell you what I did before I got to starting the Denham brand. Denham brand today is 15 years. It's an incredible milestone because I actually walked past the Levi's store this morning on my way to the office, and I saw a big poster in the window for the Levi's store saying 150 years. Kind of winked to myself that we've got to 15 years, so we're not doing too bad. Pretty exciting. At a 0-1, you never know for the future. Anyway, my background. My background is that I've always loved denim, I've always loved jeans, and I've always loved brand building. I think you can see that in the Denham brand. But what's interesting, I guess, is the journey on how I got here today. So to share a little bit of that with you, my background goes all the way back to art school. So I went to art school in the UK. And when I went to art school, I studied everything from drawing, painting, graphics, fine art, of course, also textiles and fashion. And at that time, when I was at art school, I had two real things that resonated and went on as my kind of creative passion. One of them, of course, was fashion. That's where I am today. And with fashion, I was really into being creative with clothing. I was going to secondhand vintage thrift stores. I was buying everything from women's dresses, chopping them off at the hem, turning them into men's shirts, wearing this kind of stuff. And I was really into the kind of creative way of what you could do with vintage clothing. Something else that I was really into was graphic design. And I really had this thing about, should I do graphics or should I do fashion? And I wasn't really sure. So my parents actually advised me to go to London. I was born in the north of England, close to Newcastle. And I went down to London and I wanted to go there and just soak up everything about graphics and fashion. I went to beautiful galleries, design galleries, looked at graphic design, got very inspired by all of that. But then I also looked at fashion. And at that time, I was very much into stuff like Paul Smith, a classic with a twist. He was a big kind of inspiration and mentor for me, if you like. I went to Covent Garden, where Paul Smith had his collection of stores all together at the same place in Floral Street in Covent Garden. And I was just completely amazed by his collection of stores, but also his brand building and his passion for the stores. You could see that he had his handwriting and his personality and everything in those stores. You could see that it was everything he loved, not just his clothing, but also toys and gadgets and things that inspired him. I actually walked into the store and I shook hands with the store manager and I said, "Hi, my name is Jason Denham and I'm here to see Paul Smith." And they went, "Sure, we'll take you up to his office." And I was dropped in his office and Paul came in his office 5 minutes later and he said, "Hi, do we have an appointment? Who are you?" And I said, "We don't have an appointment. My name's Jason Denham, but I would just love 5 minutes of your time." Cheekily and very kindly, Paul Smith was incredibly accommodating, made me a coffee. He gave me 15 minutes, not 5 minutes. And he was a brilliant guy, very inspiring. His advice to me was, be the master of one thing before you try and do everything. And I think that's something that really resonated with me ever since. I knew that my thing then would always be jeans and denim. But today I've built a brand that does a lot more than just jeans. But Paul was right. The one thing that I've always focused on and the one thing I've always believed in is jeans and denim. Anyway, from that inspiration, I left London and I came back to art school. And then I decided that I should definitely go and follow the path of fashion. I went to Manchester and went to Manchester University and studied fashion design and business. But I think one thing is the graphic design passion never left me. If you look at my work today, it's very graphic. art is a big part of what we do. The House Guest Artist Program is very graphic and it's very artistic, and it's definitely part of our brand DNA today. I actually went to Manchester in the early 90s, and Manchester in the early 90s was an incredibly inspiring place. It was the time of the Manchester music scene, which was huge. It was a big influence on me. The lifestyle then was all about Hacienda Nightclub, which was very, very cool and very, very creative, very fashion-led. It's kind of weird, but the big trend today goes back to 90s fashion. And when I lived through that in Manchester at that time, it was all about loose fit, baggy denim, oversized t-shirts. The big designers and the big influence at that time was people like Hamnet, Hamnet Denim from Catherine Hamnet, with big statement tees and cool 90s looks. There was cool labels at that time like Destroy by John Richmond, very cool stuff. Those kind of things always resonated with me and always stuck and became, if you like, a big inspiration for me getting into that whole denim cool kind of look. So I left university. I moved to London straight away. I got my first job working for a great designer called Joe Casely-Hayford, an incredibly talented designer, niche, very, very, very high level, beautiful, passionate design, menswear, very tailored, but very contemporary. And I learned a lot there. It was a small organization. It was beautifully put together in the East End of London, but of course selling goods all over the world to very small boutiques. And Joe taught me many things. He taught me how to draw beautifully. He taught me about piecing together beautiful outfits, but his work was much more design. When I worked for Joe Casely-Hayford, one of the first projects that I did was help him to work on a collection for U2. We were making costume design for stage. We were making jeans out of leather and suede, covered in rivets and buttons and all kind of stuff. Very creative, but very inspiring work. Very quickly after that, I left Joe Casely-Hayford because I had an opportunity to go and work for the only jeans brand in London really at that time. That brand was called Pepe Jeans, which of course is a global brand today. But Pepe Jeans was very, very inspiring. And I always say in every company, it's all about the people. And Pepe Jeans had an incredible team, fantastic people, great people who inspired me and coached me and taught me many, many things. I got the great opportunity to travel the world and learn the denim business. That job brought me to Amsterdam because they decided to relocate and move the business from London to Amsterdam. The brand wanted to be more European, and relocating to Amsterdam was the perfect place to come and do that. So I moved to Amsterdam, an incredibly inspiring city. My plan actually, when I first moved to Amsterdam, I was a young guy living in London. I wasn't exactly thrilled at the beginning because I was 25. I was living in London. I thought it was the coolest place on the planet. I still think London's very cool today, by the way. But right then, when I was a young guy, I was like, London was amazing. But I thought I'd give it a chance. I was excited about my job and my opportunity and the chance to be in Europe. And I'll never forget when the company flew me into Amsterdam, I was picked up by two very cool guys, Steve and Remco, who worked for Pepe in the Amsterdam office at that time. They brought me into the city. And the first thing that we did was go to an incredibly cool, inspiring restaurant. I think to this day in my life, probably one of the most inspirational restaurants I've ever been to in my life. It was called the Supper Club. And I arrived in this restaurant, and the Supper Club concept in those days was all the food was served in beds. And I walked into this restaurant, the table with the food had naked women with the food on top, all very creative and all very, very fresh from a guy who's just come from London, who's 25 years old. They sat me on the bed, they put a joint in my hand, and they said, "Welcome to Amsterdam." So quite an interesting way to meet the city. but very, very quickly, and not just for those reasons, of course, I fell in love with Amsterdam, the culture, the lifestyle, the creativity, the people, an incredibly inspiring city, very, very international, a fabulous place to live and be. So on falling in love with Amsterdam, then I learned very quickly that everything is possible in Amsterdam. And I decided that I would create my first company. I was 29 years old. And I created my first company, which was a design agency. It was a company called Clinic. And Clinic was really a kind of melting pot of creativity, design, but also very, very specialist in denim. That was my heart and soul. You know, my heart was a blue heart, and it was all about creating beautiful denim things. And what I did at that time was consult with big companies. So we consulted with LVMH, with Pepe Jeans was still one of my clients, with Levi's, but we consulted creatively, but also we had a team which was specialist in, of course, denim design, but also fabric washing, textiles, branding, pattern work, the cut of a jean, the packaging that goes on a jean, everything that went with it. What I realized very quickly was when you do this, consulting work is very demanding, and consultants or companies where you're consulting, they want you to be in a different place at a different time. And I realized it was time, because I had a blue heart and because I had blue blood running through my veins, I kind of realized it was time for me to start my own brand. So in 2002, I started my first brand. First brand that I started was a company called Blue Blood, obviously called Blue Blood because I had blue blood. I was passionate about blue, about denim, about jeans. I also loved the idea that Blue Blood was a name that kind of had royal connotations, if you like. It felt special, and I wanted to create the most special, beautiful jeans brand of that moment. And together with a small team, we worked very hard to create this beautiful brand called Blue Blood, a great concept. I got together with a very cool agency that was selling beautiful denim in Amsterdam at that time, called Moshi Moshi, with a very creative and a very inspiring guy called Steve Tapas. Steve is the guy that walks into a room and lights it up. He had incredible energy, and he was the perfect partner to help me build the Blue Blood brand. Together, we had an incredible journey, and we built this fantastic denim story. It was a big denim chapter. Blue Blood brand was catwalk. It was premium. It was very exciting. We sold it in the best stores in the world, and we had a lot of fun on that journey. But by 2007, I realized it was time to move on, and I realized that my family name is Denim. I realized that it was time to build my own signature label, if you like, and to go and do my own journey. So that's when I started the whole Denim brand. In 2008, I launched the Denim brand. And fast forward 15 years, we've been on an incredible journey. I have to say I've achieved many, many of my dreams. I think a lot of the things that I set out to do when Denim brand was born, we've definitely achieved way and above my wildest expectations. Today, Denim brand is an incredibly meaningful denim brand, meaningful to me, but meaningful to my whole team. We are an East meets West denim brand. And by that, what I mean is we've built a fabulous brand in Asia. Asia is my biggest experience and my biggest inspiration, if you like. Of course, Japan is my biggest market for the company today. We have 30 stores in Japan. We have a team with 60 people working in the office. We have a great operation. We have our own design team now in Japan. We create our own collections there. And we have an incredibly inspirational, fantastic leader who's running the business in Japan called Aki Nagishi-san, amazing guy. Together we've bonded like brothers, and he's helped me do incredible things in Japan that we never thought we could ever achieve. So amazing what we've done there. Of course, we're building our brand also in China. And in China, we have a similar thing with beautiful positioning, beautiful stores in all the key cities. And we're really building that whole Asian footprint through Korea, and through the Asian market. So Japan is a huge inspiration. The first time I ever went to Japan, I was just blown away. I fell in love. But I think the whole Japan story is another podcast, another story, something that we go to in detail on another day. Of course, the brand is big in Amsterdam, but also big in Europe and the Netherlands. So what I wanted to create was an East meets West brand. And my goal from the very beginning, when I started this brand in 2002, I saw that Amsterdam was the denim capital of Europe. I also saw that the denim capital of the world was Tokyo. And that's really what I focused the brand on. The first store that I opened was in Amsterdam. The second store was in Tokyo. So that's how I built the brand and how we made it work. The secret of my success and the way that I've built this brand, honestly, is the people. It's all about the people, and it's the people that I've connected with within the team, how we've nurtured, how we've grown together, how we've developed together, and the things that we've achieved. And I think that's really the success of any business. It's not about money. It's not about luck. It's purely about people and how we create that magic within an organization. I've been very, very lucky on this journey to collaborate and work also and connect with beautiful brands. I've always said that denim brand should connect with collaborations and people and artists that we love. It's all about our taste and who we are and what we like to do. We've been very lucky to work with incredible brands like Nike, who I've loved since a kid, since being a kid. But beautiful things like we've worked with watch brands like Pro Hunter and developed incredible Rolex watch concepts. We've done beautiful concepts with Timex watches and made the beautiful Waterbury watch. We've done incredible outerwear with brands like Macintosh and Aspasi. We've done incredible footwear made in England with Trickers, and numerous house guest artists. So as a brand, it's been an incredible journey to connect and work with lots of different people. We've done global projects. We've done local projects. And the 15 years has been unbelievable. So that's a very short update on where we are as a brand. Next time I come to you, I'm going to bring you individual stories about Japan, about collaborations, and of course about my signature product, which is all about jeans. Thank you. Goodbye.